You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. This afternoon we talk about the Mail and Guardian list of 200, and we're joined on the line by MJ Khan, a group online media manager of Sasl. MJ, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, alhamdulillah. Yourself?
Alhamdulillah, always fantastic.
It's been a great honor that you've made it to the MJ list of 200. How do you feel, or how did you feel at that moment when you saw your name included in on that list?
I must say, I was quite surprised. I felt a bit skeptical. I questioned the interviewer because there was a nomination process and all of that. And I just wasn't sure. I thought someone was pulling my leg up until the point where I actually had the paper in my hand. I know that last week, Thursday, at the event itself, we all sort of gathered at the University of Johannesburg. And even then, I wasn't sure, you know, whether it was like a mean trick that someone was playing on me or what. And up until the point where I actually held it in my hand, I was like, okay, it's actually for real. So we took it. It's a fantastic experience, and it's something that I'm really enjoying.
Now, let's talk about lecturing media studies. Why did you choose to do that?
So I studied media studies about 15 years ago is when I started my degree. And that's at a time when there weren't a lot of Muslims actually doing media studies, because this was before 9/11 and before a lot of us perhaps understood the value of something like communication studies and media studies. So back then, it was quite a few, maybe about four people in my entire grade, and this is of 400 first years. So I think the reason why I went into it is I was always fascinated by communications. I was always fascinated by storytelling. And that's largely what sort of media theory is. It's storytelling. And that's why I pursued it. In terms of lecturing, once I finished with my postgraduate degrees, it's just something I really enjoyed. I loved sort of chatting about it. I loved understanding different stories, getting different perspectives. Because I don't believe there's perhaps a single truth when it comes out to news reporting. You know, there's just multiple perspectives. So that's why I sort of pursued that.
A very, very interesting insight in that regard. Now, you know, also you have expanded and you've progressed in various faculties. Give us some insight into the work you do in creating awareness about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Yeah, that's something I'm actually very, very passionate about. So in South Africa, we refer to that as STEM, so Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics. In fact, for the last week, I'm actually in Secunda and in Mpumalanga. The company I work for, Sasol, sponsors what's called TechnoX, which is this massive science exhibition. It's in its 15th year now. And it forms part of the International National Science Week. And it's essentially a forum or a workshop and exhibition where we invite learners and scholars from throughout the country to come through and just inspire them about taking up a career in engineering or in mathematics, just to push that, because we believe these are really critical skills that are needed, especially in South Africa. So it's something that I'm quite passionate about in terms of communicating just information about STEM.
Yes, so that is really interesting, and your passion coming through in that regard. Blogging is big again, especially in the Muslim community of recent. Tell us about you getting into social media, your character, Iqbal Tandoori, blogging, and your blog.
Oh, my blog. So I got into social media quite a while ago, perhaps about 7 years ago in terms of professionally. And I started blogging back in 2006. So I have a blog called Concerning MJ. You can find it at mjkhan.co.za. And on that blog, I used to do a lot of caricatures. I used to have fun doing parodies, just questioning a lot of the cultural elements and doing social commentary. And one of the characters I created back in 2008 was one that was called Iqbal Tandoori. And it was a Muslim take on Chuck Norris, which was quite popular at the time, those Chuck Norris jokes. So I just dabbled in that for a bit. These days, I mostly write about social commentary, perception, media studies, and social media. But I do try my hand at comedy, and I'm really bad at it. I'd probably get into the Mail and Guardian top 2 million of comedy if there was only 2 million people applying for it.
yes, but Iqbal Tandoori was quite popular at the time. You didn't follow it up?
I'm very bad at actually completing things. So I'll do part one in a series, and then I'll sort of move to something else. You know, I'm extremely fickle like that. I guess that's why if you look at the Mail and Guardian feature, it sort of talks about like all the places I've lectured, and for a career of perhaps 10 years as a lecturer, I've jumped to 5 different universities. So I tend to not stay in one place for too long.
Interesting. Any words of advice for youngsters struggling to find a path in terms of studying in a field, if today was career day, what would you tell them?
Well, I would never ever undermine the value of experience. And it's always that catch-22 or conundrum, you know, where it's difficult to get experience without the qualification. But what I did when I was quite young in my career is I did a lot of work with community radio stations. So I spent about 10 years with Radio Al Ansar in Durban, sort of writing copy for radio ads, being a radio presenter, working on digital strategy, classical strategy, things like that. So for anyone who's aspiring to get into one of these fields, try and look for opportunities where you can actually apply your trade, learn from other people. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in trying to get a salary for what we're doing, or trying to get some form of remuneration for what we're doing, we downplay the value of the actual experience. So my advice would be, if you can afford it, and alhamdulillah, you know, you're not doing too badly, try and get all the experience you can, and worry about money later. You know, inshallah, that will come. But try and get experience at a young age. Just push yourself. Look for opportunities. We have so many NGOs in this country that require young skills, require young labor, especially in a field like mine, in social media, where youngsters do have this natural advantage because they have this these native skills for social. You know, it's something that they just pick up so quickly. So my advice would be just try that. Just keep pushing, you know, volunteer, build up that CV, build up that portfolio, and, you know, get the qualification to back it up.
Interesting bit of advice, you know, with regards to putting yourself forward and really taking the step, and things will open up from that point on. We really appreciate your time. All the best. You know, congratulations on this achievement, and may Allah open the way for greater achievements in the future, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah for giving me a call. I really appreciate it.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. MJ, we appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
It was MJ speaking about the Mail and Guardian. A list of 200, and he's made it to that list. And the Muslim is going forward in different fields and making their mark across the country.